Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, January the 11th. Just want to say today's episode has been brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next purchase. I'm happy to be back here, y'all. Happy to be back to talk to you guys. There's a lot that's happened since the last podcast. So today we just really want to do a deep dive into that. In the first segment, you know, we want to talk about the Sixers. You know, today the Sixers are going to play the Atlanta Hawks here in Atlanta. They'll be lucky to have 9 players available. I think they will, though, because, you know, Mike Scott and Joel Embiid are probable. So the first segment, we'll talk about that. The second segment, we'll talk about the emergence of Tyrese Maxey and how much should we, you know, put into the stock of his scoring 39 points, right? The third segment, we want to talk about, you know, how we do. We typically talk about things that come to mind, you know, things that come to my mind in the third segment. But, you know, the thing is, I want you guys to know, realize this, that this Locked On 76ers podcast is the only podcast that covers the Sixers that comes to you 5 days a week. In addition to being the podcast host for the Sixers, I'm also the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So you could go to the Philly Inquirer, purchase that, purchase the Philadelphia Daily News, or go online and get online to Inquirer.com to read my coverage. Now, the thing is, as of Wednesday of last week, the 76ers had the NBA's best record at 7-1. They go to Brooklyn on Thursday, lay an egg, but in the midst of laying that egg, they find out that Seth Curry has tested positive for COVID-19. With that, due to contact tracing, Tobias Harris, Shake Milton, Matisse Thybulle, and Vince Poirier, all 5 of those guys are all out due to the NBA's health and safety protocols, right? Now, on top of that, you have Furkan Korkmaz out with an injury. You have you had Mike Scott out with an injury. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Terrence Ferguson is home attending to, you know, personal issues, family issues. So when you look at that, you're saying to yourself, like, wow. I mean, the Sixers have to be the most unlucky team in the league. I mean, here they are right now. They're playing at a high level. They're doing everything that they need to do. And, you know, again, it's one of those things where their first 8 games, they were expected to go 7-1 or 6-2. Yes, their schedule was that easy. Now, all of a sudden, things are getting a little tougher for them. And when they get tougher, now, all of a sudden, comes this. Comes the protocols, comes the injuries. And you're looking at it now, and you're saying to yourself, like, wow. The Sixers, of all the teams in the NBA, it seems like they're affected the most by this. Now, again, some people may say, look at the Boston Celtics. Look at the Miami Heat. Their game was postponed yesterday because of this, because of they didn't have enough players' bodies to play because of the COVID. So you can add Boston to it. But when you look at the Sixers and you look at how great they've been playing early on, you have to say to yourself, like, man, you feel sorry for this squad. I mean, I do. I mean, really, I do. Because it's like, it's not about just basketball now. It's not just about talent. It's about who doesn't contact COVID. Who's not around people who have COVID. And as much as we want to be strict, as much as we want to, like, say, don't do this, don't do that, when you're not in a bubble, I mean, it can happen. You can catch it. I mean, who's to say that you're a player, you're married, you know, your wife goes to the supermarket, or your wife does something, or your child does something to kids, you're around them, and now, voila, you catch it. You know, and then all of a sudden, you go to a team function, and you pass it along to one of your teammates. Or better yet, maybe your teammate doesn't even test positive, but since that teammate is near you, as in Tobias Harris, Matisse Thybulle, Shake Milton, you know, as long as they're near you, it's kind of sort of like they suddenly have to be in quarantine. And then after that, they're going to spend a week off quarantining. And then what happens when they come back? What happens? You know, it just seems like they got to get back in shape. I mean, you know, you hope that they're out of shape, but like, is their place, their house where they're quarantining out at? Do they have a basketball court? Do they have a workout room? You know, it leads you to believe, like, that this season is going to have a huge asterisk on it. I mean, it is. It's going to come down to whoever is basically the healthiest. And the more you look at it, the more you kind of say to yourself, yo, this is getting crazy. I mean, it has happened to the Denver Nuggets. It's happened to the Memphis Grizzlies. It's happened to the Chicago Bulls. The Los Angeles Clippers staff members. Not to mention a staff member for the Sixers. You know, so I'm saying this to say that, like, you know, this is getting a little concerning. A little concerning. Now, you know, I told you guys about Built Bar, right? Now, this podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. To people who know me, you all know that I love Built Bar. I mean, I do. I mean, I'm not even going front and kick it to you like I don't love Built Bar. You know, it's one of those things that I have to have every day. Every day I have a Built Bar. You know, Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I mean, y'all know I love it, right? It tastes like a candy bar, but it's good for you. It's healthy. You know, you need to go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next purchase. I'm telling you, you need to do that today. No, you can't wait. Do it today. You know, there's only one place that has you covered, in the place I trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for your free account on BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Can't beat that. Now, as I said before, this is the only podcast that comes to you 5 days a week that covers the 76ers. In addition to being the host of this podcast, I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Not only that, you need to follow me on Twitter at PompeyOnSixers, on Instagram at PompeyOnSixers, and you know, you need to read me at Inquirer.com. Now let's talk about Tyrese Maxey. I was about to say Matisse Thybulle. You know, I'm really impressed with Tyrese Maxey. You know, it's weird. I like the fact that he scored 39 points. He showed me a lot. There's something inside saying to me, like, slow down, partner, slow down. Like, he was playing against a Denver Nuggets team who was on the first end of a back-to-back. Their focus was to do enough to win. Get out here, get out of Philly healthy, and go on to New York to play the Knicks. And that's what they did. They rested their starters. They did what they had to do. In addition to that, Tyrese took 33 shots. But then you, when you look at it, Tyrese had to score and had to take all those shots in order for his team to stay competitive. Now, again, it would have been different if everyone on the roster was there for the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey comes in and he scores 39 points in a close game, right? But when he does it this way, you say to yourself, I'm not 100% sure. That's what you say. But at the same time, you got to give him some type of credit. He showed a lot. I mean, he showed me that he's not scared. He was taking dudes, and he was doing it early on when he was playing against the starters. And, you know, again, that fourth quarter, the starters didn't play. But he had 31 points through three quarters. Now, I know you may say, well, he wouldn't have received those shots. Exactly. He would not have had those shots against if Ben Simmons was playing, if Tobias Harris was playing, all those guys. I get that. I get that 100%. But at the same time, I do think that he showed us that he can be that guy. Now, the funny part is he's still young. Still young. But when I look at Maxey, I look at him as a guy that down the road, we were talking about who's going to be the guy that you give the ball to in the clutch. Who's going to be the guy who can get his shot? You know, who's this and that? I think it's him down the road. Now, I'm not saying this year. I mean, yes, I get that he had 39 points. I get all that. But looking down the road, the future, that's his role to me. I mean, the boy is nice. Now, it's funny because, not funny, but he worked out in L.A. this summer with guy Chris Johnson of Chris Johnson Hoops. You know, Chris Johnson works out Tobias Harris's brothers. He works out Ben Simmons. He works out a lot of guys for Clutch Sports. He, you know, Dwayne Wade, all types of guys, you know, have worked with him. And from what I was hearing is that Maxey was killing it this summer. You know, when he dropped to 21, you know, there might have been some scouts who saw him play and said, well, you know, they were talking about, I can understand that because some of the things he can't do. Like, he's an undersized two guard. He's not really a point guard yet. He really can't shoot. You know, they would say all that other stuff. But then when you would talk to people who were at the workouts, they would say, look, man, whoever told you he can't shoot, they don't know what they're talking about. My man is knocking down shots, and he's working hard at it. So you hear stuff like that, and you say to yourself, you're like, okay, so he put in the work. And then nothing against his time at Kentucky, but how many times have we heard of a guy at Kentucky who fulfilled a role, and they didn't get to show their overall game? Now, there might have been times where he had rough stretches, but I feel like a lot of times people take chances on guys from Kentucky because they know they're going to be NBA ready. And Tyrese is NBA ready, and he's showing a lot. And again, I don't know what's going to happen down the road in regards to him taking over games late. I don't know, but I'm telling you, he showed me that he can become that guy long term. He was really impressive. Now, I want you guys to visit headspace.com at LockedOnNBA for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace full library of meditation for every situation. Now, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. You can follow me on Instagram at Pompey on Sixers. And you can read my work in the Philadelphia Inquirer. You know, here's the thing about the Sixers tonight. You know, right now they're playing the Atlanta Hawks team that's 4-5. They lost four games in a row. You know, I think the Sixers are going to win this one. I know that they're probably only going to have 9 players healthy, but I think that they'll win it. You know, I'm looking at this Hawks team. Now, if you're the Hawks, you're kind of like chomping at the bits. I mean, the Hawks have injuries, but you're chomping at the bits like, yeah, I got the Sixers coming here. They're undermanned. But as long as Joel Embiid plays, and I think Joel Embiid is a little pissed off right about now, what's going on, the COVID stuff. I think that you have Joel, but then you also have a guy like Danny Green, where, you know, Joel is going to create some spacing for Danny. I mean, I know Danny's been a little inconsistent early on, but I look for him to have a big game tonight. I do. And I look for Joel. And then you have Maxey there, too, doing the penetrating. Now, again, you don't have the number of shooters on the floor as you would have with the normal rotation in regards to spacing. But, you know, Isaiah Joe, he shot 4-for-18 last game. I mean, that was his first NBA start. First time he received serious minutes in an NBA game. Dakota, Matt Mathias, the same thing. You know, I expect them to play a little bit better. Just a little bit. I do. So that will help out. But I'm looking at it, and you have a guy like Mike Scott. Who knows? You know, Mike Scott could pop. Well, you assume Mike Scott will start. You would assume that. You know, at the four. So that will provide some spacing. So, you know, I'm saying this. Like, I think the Sixers will get this. You know, I do. It's just something about, sometimes, you know how you go into a night and you have a feeling. And that's the feeling that I have right now. I think that the 76ers are going to get this win. Now, tomorrow night, I mean, if we can find out what the Miami Heat are doing. Because, you know, like, their game yesterday had to be canceled because of contact tracing. So, you know, that thing could be up in a limbo. So we can figure out, we'll figure out some things, you know, moving forward later on today. But, you know, it's a tough time. But, you know, I think that the Sixers, if, depending on what's going on with Miami, that could be a tough one for the Sixers. It could. It really could. And the same with Thursday. But, you know, you kind of feel bad for them a little bit, like I said, because you look at it and you see how good they were playing, and they were, like, eager and excited about this opportunity right now. And it just looks like they're playing like guys who should be guys who should be getting their feet wet in the summer league, not an NBA game. But COVID wiped away the summer league, and here they are right now because of a depleted roster, getting their full. But look, I want to thank y'all for listening, and have a great, great day. Peace.